This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian troops holding out in Bakhmut are facing increased pressure as they help civilians fleeing the besieged in eastern city. A Ukrainian army representative told reporters a woman was killed and two men were badly wounded Saturday while trying to leave the city over a makeshift bridge. British military officials, intelligence officials, and a Washington-based research group reported that Ukraine has moved to destroy strategic bridges near the city. Bakhmut has been a key target of Russia's long assault on eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian National Guard Deputy Commander Volodymyr Zarenko told Ukrainian broadcaster Kyiv 24 on Saturday that the front line in Bakhmut has been stabilized over the past few days by Ukrainian troops. A Ukrainian metals company has launched a project to provide steel bunkers for troops on the front line. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
Workers at a Metinvest steel plant in central Ukraine work tirelessly to finish off a 2-ton steel bunker for Ukraine soldiers. The bunkers have been made to help soldiers rest and stay protected during attacks. Petro Zuk, the project team manager, explains. Even if one group goes on a mission, the second group can rest. They can come in calmly and rest without thinking that something will fly in on them from above while they're sleeping. Each shelter needs to be buried about 5 feet underground and can hold up to 6 soldiers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Saturday announced a gender equality law that will require more equal representation of women and men in politics, business, and other spheres of public life. The equal representation law will apply gender parity measures to electoral lists, the boards of directors of big companies, and governing boards of professional associations. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protests erupted late Friday night outside the Greek parliament following a demonstration over the deadly train collision that claimed the lives of at least 57 people earlier in the week. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Some protesters threw Molotov cocktails and fireworks at police outside the building. Officers responded with tear gas. Similar clashes were seen in the city of Thessaloniki after thousands marched in protests, holding banners that in English translated to "their prophets are dead." There were more than 350 people on board the passenger train, many of them university students going back to Thessaloniki from Athens after a long holiday weekend. Anger has grown across the country over the crash, which the government has attributed to human error, but which unions say was inevitable due to a lack of maintenance and faulty signaling.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The top U.S. military officer Mark Milley visited Syria on Saturday to meet with troops and assess the nearly 8-year-old U.S. deployment there. He said during his unannounced visit that the measures are still worth the risk. The deployment is tasked with preventing a resurgence of Islamic State in that area and to review safeguards for American forces against attacks, including attacks by drones flown by Iran-backed militia. Several U.S. states are considering dropping out of a nationwide registration program that helps track registered voters after conspiracy theories spread about the partisan system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Right now, there are 32 states and the District of Columbia enrolled in the Electronic Registration Information Center to identify voters who have moved to other states and those who've died. Louisiana dropped out after online posts from election conspiracy theorists questioned the purpose of the group and its source of funding. But leaders in Georgia, another Republican-led state, are actually crediting the program with providing data to remove some 100,000 people no longer eligible to vote. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gunmen in military uniforms have shot and killed a Philippine provincial governor and 5 other people while the politician was meeting villagers at his home. Police say at least 6 men armed with assault rifles alighted from 3 SUVs and opened fire Saturday on Negros Oriental Governor Roel Degamo, killing him and 5 villagers in front of his house in Pamplona town. The province has a history of violent political rivalries. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has condemned the attack and urged the suspects to surrender. And the director of a hospital in a disputed city in the Somaliland region says at least 145 people have been killed in more than 2 months of fighting between anti-government fighters and Somaliland security forces. Marissa Melton, VOA News.